Biden family's SK China Energy Company partner, Mervyn Yan, subpoenaed. By Wendell Hasebo on April 10, 2023. Biden family business associate Mervyn Yan, a former top SK China Energy Company official, was recently subpoenaed by House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, a notable development in the Biden family business investigation. As a former SK official, Yan was an integral member of the Chinese energy conglomerate with strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Yan appears to be one of the few top SK officials who has not been detained or arrested. Watch, White House Spock dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family, I'm just not going to even respond. In 2018, the chairman of SK, Yi Jianming, who had a number of ties to Chinese military intelligence, was detained in China on bribery charges. Through Yi, Hunter established a relationship with his associate Patrick Ho, who Hunter said was the fucking spy chief of China. In 2019, Ho was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in a scheme to bribe top officials of Chad and Uganda in exchange for business advantages for SK. Yan has maintained a much lower profile than Yi and Ho. But emails from Hunter's abandoned laptop show Yan was aware of the money exchanged between the Biden family and SK, such as for Hunter's $1 million legal retainer, and additional Biden family dealings. Yan did not respond to comment from Breitbart News about whether or not he has complied with Comer's subpoena or if his information would reveal Biden family wrongdoing. He also failed to answer if he possessed any information that would implicate President Joe Biden as his family's business dealings with the Chinese Communist Party-like entity. Comer has subpoenaed Yan for his role in the Biden family business with SK, an entity that had many deals with the Biden family. In 2017, SK negotiated with the Bidens on a joint venture in which the big guy would receive a 10% equity stake. In the same year, SK gave interest-free loans to the Biden family. Hunter also received a large diamond in 2017 from Yi worth an estimated $80,000. Watch, CNN's Burnett, new Biden family payment evidence doesn't look good. In addition, SK had plans to invest in U.S. infrastructure and set up corresponding entities, Hudson West 4 and Sinohawk. Hunter and James Biden controlled those entities. In March 2018, James demanded the legal services payment and provided SK wiring instructions to transfer the funds to Hudson West 3 LLC. Received and will take care of this ASAP, Yan replied to James. The next day, the wire transfer went through. As SK's business continued, Yan began to suspect Hunter was not being forthright about Hunter's business expenses and asked for receipts. In response, Hunter threatened Yan with a lawsuit for not paying. In November of 2018, Yan signed a document on November 2, 2018, dissolving Hudson West 3 LLC, The Washington Post reported. In March, Comer revealed the Biden family received a collective $1.3 million cut in 2017 from a Biden family business associate, who was sent a $3 million wire transfer from SK. Hunter has confirmed the $1.3 million SK payout, while Joe Biden falsely denied it. That's not true, Joe Biden told reporters. Comer has not only subpoenaed Yan. He has also attempted to compel four U.S. banks to provide financial documents about the family's business deals: Bank of America, Cathay Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA N.A. According to Senator Chuck Grassley's ARIA 2020 report, Cathay Bank received the $1 million wire transfer from HSBC USA N.A. for Hunter's legal services that Yan promised to facilitate. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.